strong, vigorous body crumple and fall to the floor. It had been so quick. One minute they were chatting happily, wondering what kind of people would sign up for the group, Richard joking that he would join so that he could spend a legitimate evening with her. And the next, they were in an ambulance, hurtling to hospital, an oxygen mask clamped to his face. She had behaved immaculately. No hysterical tears, no distraught behaviour that would give rise to the suspicion that they were lovers. She had called Richard's home number on his mobile and left a message on the answer phone for his wife. She hadn't said who she was, just that Mr. Kavanagh had been taken ill, a heart attack. Half an hour later, though it was the hardest thing she had ever done, she had left the hospital before people started to ask awkward questions. Now, she wished she had stayed. Why should she care about the consequences of her presence at his bedside, or worry about anyone else's feelings but her own? Yet that would be so out of character. She did care about other people's feelings. Richard had once said to her as they lay in bed together, "You care too much sometimes, Dulcie. You're too understanding for your own good." "No, I'm not," she'd said, lifting her head from the pillow and gazing into his eyes.